I'm jealous.
So we're going to do, Val's not going to do this again, time of day, so I figure we'll talk a little bit about that. Okay. So recently, I don't know if you guys have seen, there's like the new type of talus and tefillin bag. It's like that suede leather type of thing. Have you seen it? Yeah, you had it? So, what?
Oh, boy.
No. That's actually, I didn't see anyone talk about that. I saw that many years ago, so there was a shul in London that wanted to make the parochas, like that, for the Aaron out of the same type of leather material, but they wanted to make it from a non-kosher animal. So they sent a shaila to this Dayan Grosnes, who's a big Talmud Chacham in London, whether or not they're allowed to use this material for the parochas, or is there a problem of the fact that the parochas is going to be made from leather that comes from the hide of a non-kosher animal. So I want to point this sugya based on coming to answer that shaila, right? We'll start with sukkah, but we're going to end up answering that shaila that was sent to Dayan Grosnes, okay? So we'll start with the Mishnah on Beis HaMinhag, right? The Mishnah tells us that what? When it comes to the schach of the sukkah, so there's a psul of chamasim rumetzilasa, right? Which means that you have to make sure you can't have more sunlight in your sukkah than shade. What else does the Mishnah on Yud-Alef and Min-Alef tell us about schach? Three more things, right? Yeah, tell me, come on.
So,
what? Can't be mekabel tuma, right? Has to grow from the ground, and...
Can't be mechaber.
Right, exactly, right? So we know that by schach, we have these four, we have the psul of chamasim rumetzilasa, and we have these three requirements of gedul min hakarka, yinu mekabel tuma, and talash, right? Shaila is now, what about the walls of the sukkah, right? Do the walls of the sukkah have those same requirements as the schach, right? So you guys all saw the Gemara in Zayin Amud Beis, right? The Gemara says, Tan Rabbana, Chamsa Machmas Sichach, Lo Machmas Tfanos, right? So the Gemara is going on that psul in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you can't have schach, that's Chamos Rim Tzilasa. You can't have a schach, you can't have a sukkah where there's more sunlight than shade. The Chachamim say, that's only a problem when it's in the schach, right? But if you have beautiful schach, it covers the most of your sukkah, right? And just you have big gaps in the walls that allow more sunlight to come in. So the chacham say that's not a problem. There's no psul of chamasim rumetzilasa machmas tefonos when it's as a result of the walls, right? It's only a problem when it's the schach. And says Rabbi Yoshia, no, Rabbi Yoshia on there, af machmas tefonos, even when there's more sunlight than shade as a result of gaps in the walls, that's also going to be a problem of chamasim rumetzilasa, even if your schach are all good, right? Good? What's John the Machloga? So the Gemara says, Amr Rav Yemer bar Shalmei Mishmei Debaye, my time at Rav Yoshia. What's the reason for Rav Yoshia? The Chsiv, Visakosa Aronis HaParochas. The Torah says that when you're setting up the Parochas in the Beis HaMikdash, right? So you had the Kodesh. In the Kodesh, you had the Shulchan and the Mizbeach Hazav, and you had the Menorah, right? Then the next room that flowed from there was the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's where the Aron was, right? So what separated the Kodesh Kedoshim and the Kodesh was the Parochas, right? This curtain. The Torah, even though it's a curtain, even though it's like a wall, basically, right? The Torah calls it visakosa. It refers to this paroches as schach. So Rabbi Yoshia says, oh, what do I see? A wall, mechitza, is referred to as schach. Rabbi Yoshia says, that tells me, he makes a drasha, that when it comes to the walls of other mitzvos, like by a sukkah, it in some aspects has to be like the schach. Right? So Rabbi Yoshia says, just like the Torah referred to the parochas of the Beis HaMikdash, which is a wall, as schach, it called it schach. So it says Rabbi Yoshia, so too, when it comes to the din of chamas v'rum v'tzilasa, just like my schach can't allow for more sunlight than shade, my walls have the same din, they can't allow for more sunlight than shade. Come the chacham and say, no, that part, v'rabbanon ahu d'nekev beporta d'michzi chischach. All that means, all the Torah means by paroches, is that you have to, at the top of the curtain, you have to bend it over the aron a little bit, so it's sort of like a covering. But, says the Sefer Chachamim, that has nothing to do with anything by a sukkah, right? When it comes to a sukkah, there's only a psul of chamas v'rum tzilasa by the schach. There's no such psul by the tefanos, okay? Everyone good? We have machlokes Rabbi Yoshia Chachamim, where there's a psul of chamas v'rum tzilasa by the walls. Now, let me ask you a question. What about the other requirements of schach, right? Gedulim et hakarka, tolosh, and in a makabel tuma. What did Rabbi Yoshia say? Rabbi Yoshia, who equates the wall of the sukkah with the schach, would he say that those three tanayim of schach apply to the walls as well? Yeah? So what did you guys see?
No.
What? Yeah, excellent. Machlokes Rishonim, between Tosos and Mordechai. Let's look at Tosos inside. in Dibur Maskel Mechitza on Zayinim and Beis. Tosa has the following kasha. Rabbi Yoshia said, "How do I know?" Right, we'll say it outside. Rabbi Yoshia says, "How do I know that there's a psula hamasa rumitzilasa that the wall of the sukkah is like schach? Because I see by the paroches that the Torah refers to the schach." So, Fektosos, why are you jumping to the paroches, the Kodesh Kadashim? Right, just look at stay in sukkah. Right, earlier we had a gemara that said, "How do I know how many walls you need in your sukkah?" Sukkos, sukkos, sukkos. Right. Isn't that a direct connection? Isn't the Gemara making a direct connection between the wall and the word schach, right? And the word sukkah, right? Already from that, the fact that we know the number of walls from the word sukkos, that it says it three times in the Torah, that already shows me, walls like it's like schach, it's like a sukkah, right? That's Tosa's kash, right? Tosa says, Mehad naf kolam mechitzos leel, mibasukos bekayir achmanas schacha, right? It learns the number of walls you need from the word sukkos, and the Torah calls it the wall, schacha. Lo matzi darish, no. So Tosa's answer is, you would not have been able to learn out that there's a psul of chamasim ruvun tzilasa from that drasha. Why? Dehasim lo darshina elami yitura. Tosa says, the way we know the number of walls in the sukkah is not from the fact that the Torah cult says it the word sukkos three times, because the wall at the end of the day is not a sukkah. Sukkah primarily means schach. That drasha was just from the yitura dekra, the extra letters, the vav and the tuf, the plural at the end of those words of sukkos, sukkos, sukkos. That's where we learn out. The Torah Shavah tells us that we make a drasha that's referring to the number of walls. But the beginning of that word, basukkos, of just the sukkah, that's referring specifically to the schach and not the walls of the sukkah. Good. Tosa says, "How do I know?" Yeah.
So that means that the only thing that Rabbi Yoshua would say that it's schach and walls is the shade factor?
Yeah, that's what, right, exactly. That Tosos is about to say that right now. Tosos says, what's my proof? How do I know that we don't call the wall of a sukkah schach at all? What does he say? Beteta, the kulumbodu lo beinu l'mechitzos, psoles goren v'yekin. What's Tosos referring to? The Gemara later on, when it asks, what's the source that schach has to grow from the ground, can't be mekabel tuma, and be tallish, be detached? It says, we learn it out from the pasuk of Psolos Goren V'yekev, where the Torah refers to the schach on the sukkah as the leftover sediment of grapes and wheat, which grow from the ground, are not makabel tuma, and are detached, right? So Tosa says, no one says that that pasuk is also referring to the walls, right? No one says that that pasuk, which teaches me these three requirements of schach, apply to the walls of the sukkah. So it comes out from Tosa's that Rabbi Yoshi was only equating the wall of the sukkah with the schach regarding the din of chamas removing tilasa. Can anyone tell me a svara to make this distinction? Why would Rabbi Yoshia tells us, the Torah tells us that the wall is like schach, right? Comes Tosis and says that's only regarding chamas removing tilasa. But when it comes to the other things, detached, growing from the ground, and abakal batumba, schach is not like a wall. But I don't understand. It's like either it is schach, either the schach is a wall schach or not. Why not take it the whole way? Yeah. Fine, that's the parochas, though. We still see it's called schach.
That's where it's running out from.
Right. Right, okay, here, yeah. Anyone else?
Maybe you should hope that you can also...
What, who?
Maybe you should say, like, that you could... That even the machmas, the thanos, it can be fine. Maybe you're going to say that specifically, but by anything else, it was a din specifically in schach, and not... Maybe those other halakhas were a din specifically in schach, and not in the thanos.
So the Pnei Yeshua says like this. He says... The word, we're distinguishing between the fact that the walls, right, that the schach has to provide shade, more shade than sunlight, and so too the walls, versus these three other things of being not makabel tuma, being detached, and growing from the ground. Says the Pnei Yeshua, there's a difference between those two categories. The word schach, says the Pnei Yeshua, by definition means a covering, right? If the schach doesn't cover, if it doesn't provide shade, provide protection from the chama, then it's not called schach. It's not schach. That's not what schach means. Schach means covering, right? But by definition, does the word schach, if you just saw the word schach, which means covering, would you say, it means it's tar, it doesn't grow from the ground, it's attached? Not necessarily. Why not, right? It's only from the other pasuk of Psolos Goren Beyekev, right, that we know of those three requirements, right? So says the Pnei Yeshua, all the Torah did was tell me that the paroches is schach. It told us that minimally it's that basic definition of what schach is, a covering, right? For us to come and say, and therefore it also has these other requirements of not growing from the ground, being tar and being talish, right? from a different pasuk of Psalms Goran V'Yakov, who says you could do that, right? That's the fascinating thing of Shua to explain Tosos. Okay, good?
He's saying that,
yeah.
So he's saying that you can't, that pasuk of Goran V'Yakov is specifically by Sukkah, so you can't go and jump and say that, where it says Kafa by...
Unless you would find a pasuk in the Torah that referred to a wall as Psalms Goran V'Yakov, you have no reason to say that the wall of the Sukkah has to be anything else besides just like a covering, meaning regarding protecting from the sunlight, like Rabbi Yoshi is saying. Okay? Okay, good. That's Tosos, right? Yeah.
How much does the scarf have to cover?
Yeah, what scarf means is it has to protect you from the sun.
Protect you from the sun, how?
Right.
Is it some, or is it totally protected?
No, that's what we're saying. As long as it protects you, as long as there's more shade in the sukkah than that's sunlight, that's considered protecting you from the sun. Okay, good. Now, comes the Mordechai and says no. Right? You saw the Mordechai inside. Mordechai says a davar pashut, right? He doesn't really explain why. He just says, according to Rabbi Yosia, the same way the walls, you can't have chamas from ruma tilasa, they also have to be tar, can't grow from the ground, and are talus, right? He says, once Rabbi Yosia tells us that the walls of the sukkah are like the schach, it's like the walls of the schach for everything. So we have this machlokas tozen the Mordechai, how far do we take Rabbi Yosia, right? But at the end of the day, it doesn't, for us, right, halach l'maisa, it doesn't really matter, right? Because what did the Shulchan Aruch paskin? And the Mordechai himself said this, right? Leis hilchasa kid Rabbi Yosia, right? The Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rabbana, like the Chamim, who say you don't even have a psul of chamas and ruma tilasa by the schach. Good.
How do you read the less hilchasa kavasei elav the Rabbana?
Right. The leis hilchasa kavasei the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosia. Rather, who does the halacha follow? The Rabbana, right? So let's chazer. We had a machlokas Rabbi Yosia and the Chachamim whether there's a psula chamas ruma tilasa by the walls. If the walls don't protect me from the sun, is that a bad sukkah or not? Rabbi Yosia says yes, because the walls have to be like a schach. And the Chacham say no, it's not a problem at all. It's only the schach that has to protect you from the sun. Right now we're saying that halacha l'maisa, we pass like the Chachamim, right? That the walls don't have to be like the schach at all. It's just the schach that has to protect you from the sun, and it's just the schach that has to be tar, not grow from the ground, and detached. Good? But, let's throw a curveball. Comes the Gemara on Shabbos and tells us what? There's another din when it comes to making mitzvos, right? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said when you're writing tefillin, right, or Sefer Torah or mezuzah, right, the Torah says by tefillin lamantia Torah Hashem beficha. It says you have to put the tefillin on your hand, on your head, in order that it should be in your mouth, right? So what does that mean? That sounds weird. The Torah should be in your mouth. So Chazal Darshan in that Gemara and Shabbos, what that means is that you have to make the hide, the leather, the cloth that you're writing the tefillin on has to come from something that's mutar beficha, that would be permitted for you to eat, has to come from a kosher animal, right? So the question now is that specifically a requirement by tefillin, right, where I'm writing Torah on something? I'm writing the Shem Hashem on parchment, so there the Torah says it has to be min hamutar b'ficha, or no? Do we take that and apply it to all of the mitzvahs, right? Do we say that the shofar that I blow in Rosh Hashanah, right, has to come from specifically a kosher animal, right? You hear the question, everybody? So what did the Magen Avraham say? What did the Ramah say? The Ramah said Hilchos Shofar, right? The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Shofar Shor Rosh Hashanah, Mitzvah B'Shel Ayel V'Kafuf, right? The Shofar Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to use a bent horn from a ram. B'Di'evet called a Shofar Sh'erim. B'Di'evet, if you used any other Shofar, it would be kosher. Then the Ramah says, in the parentheses, V'chein Shofar Mi Behema Tzmeya is Pasul. But if you use the Shofar of a non-kosher animal, it's Pasul. I couldn't think of an example of a not kosher animal that has a horn. But.
A rhino.
Hear that. That's a great call. So the horn... I don't know why I didn't think of that. I went to the zoo last week. They didn't have a rhino. Yeah, that's why I didn't think of it. Right? A unicorn. Yeah.
Elephant.
Porzingis. What?
Sick call.
Woolly mammoth.
Fine. So let's say you take a rhino. A woolly mammoth.
Those are tusks. Tusks. Different.
So is a rhino a tusk or a horn?
No, it's a horn.
Oh, yeah? How do you know?
It's like really white. By
definition. Whatever, okay. You go to YM.
By definition,
yeah.
Our tusks are teeth.
Yeah.
Tusks are over here, no?
Tusks are teeth. There's big teeth.
Rabbi, it is a horn. People would cut it off because it's worth the same amount. It's made out of ivory.
Yeah, but elephant tusks also. Whatever, anyway. What?
Maybe.
Ivory comes from elephant tusks? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about? Yeah. Right. I want to make a shofar from a rhino, right? That's probably really expensive. But can I do that? So what did the Rama say? No. Chen shofar mi mitzmei apostle, right? It's apostle. Why? So says the Magen Avraham. It's kind of hard to read. We'll just go to the end. Why is the shofar, why can't a shofar come from a kosher animal? V'atam d'iskish kol Torah l'tfilin, right? Guys, who learned Kiddushin here? Everyone, right? YU, Rashi did this here, right? What's the hekesh between Tillin and Kol Torah Kula, right?
This pasuk here.
What?
This pasuk, right?
Well, what did anyone remember? That women are potter from Torah, from Talmud Torah, right? Just like Tillin is a mitzvah seish as ma'agrama, so to every other mitzvah there is mitzvah seish ma'agrama, women are potter from, right? So says the Magen Avraham, just like we connect Tillin to the rest of Torah, so too, it's going to include this din, right? This din that the Gemara in Shabbos said that, you know, mutar b'ficha, that you have to make the tefillin from a kosher animal, that's going to apply to the rest, all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So therefore, my shofar has to come from a kosher animal. So that's the Magen Avraham. Good? So that's the Magen Avraham. Just like we learn from tefillin to the rest of Torah, that just that tefillin is a mitzvah asei shas ma'agrama, right? It's a time-bound mitzvah. And women are exempt from it. So too, every other mitzvah in the Torah that's a time-bound mitzvah, right, women are exempt from. So the Magen Avraham says, we see that we learn from tefillin to the other mitzvahs, right, in general. So says the Magen Avraham, so too here, just like by tefillin, there's a requirement that the tefillin has to be made from a kosher animal, so too the shofar has to be made from a kosher animal.
Learn to all other mitzvahs.
What?
You should learn it out to all other mitzvahs.
And yeah, meaning shofar, and then every other mitzvah as well. Good? What's the kash in the Magen Avraham? Who's talking about Chav Gimel? Yeah?
Well, there's a case that a wall can be made out of an
elf. Yeah. What did Gemara say? Chav Gimel Medalev. It said, right, Bar Machlokas, Rebbe Yehuda, Remeir. Can I use an animal as a wall of the sukkah? Right? The Gemara says, Asal Behema Dofen the sukkah, Remeir Pulsar, Rebbe Yehuda, Mashir. Remeir says, you can't use an animal as the wall of the sukkah. Why? So the Gemara says, Midaraisa, it would be totally fine. It's just that we're concerned either it's going to run away or it's going to die. Right? And then the Gemara says what? Everybody agreed that if you take an elephant, you tie it up, that it can't move, then it could be the wall of the sukkah, right? So what's clear, black and white from this Gemara? There's no problem using a non-kosher animal for the wall of the sukkah. But, according to the Magen Avraham, I don't get it, right? He said that just like by tefillin, you have to make your tefillin from a kosher animal, so too every other mitzvah, like shofar, like sukkah, right? It should have to be made from a kosher animal. So how could the Gemara say that you can use an elephant? Yeah.
Why can't you say that this elephant would be alive and different, and by the other cases, it would already be dead?
Okay, so why should that matter? I hear the difference, so why should that matter? No, yeah, whenever you make a distinction, so you have to make sure.
Yeah, he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
What? No, that's fine, I'm saying. I hear the distinction, but like, why would it make? It could be, I don't know. Think about it more, yeah?
Right.
I hear. All the Rambam say that. They say that that whole din is just by tefillin or sefer Torah or mezuzah, right? Where you're right, it's darvish b'kedusha, right? Hashem Hashem on it, right?
But don't we say chal shem shemayim
al sukkah then? Don't we say chal shem shemayim al sukkah? Right, so if anything, it should be, well, it could be just on the schach, but we'll get to that. Yeah.
Don't we say that a similar thing in Maseches Kedushin about writing a shtar or a get on an animal?
Gar says you could, right? So you could ask that on Magen Avraham also. Yeah, very good. Let's just say the question again. Yeah. What? Yeah, it's also a chaf of dal, right? Chaf dal and viz. Yeah, yeah, it's right here.
Aren't they only talking about the door, right? That's okay? They said the right, that would be okay?
No. Magen Avraham says, this is a dinder, right? So let's go over the question. The Gemara says when it comes to tefillin, right? You can only write your tefillin on something that comes from a kosher animal. That's a din d'oraisa. We learn that from L'matia Torah Shem B'Fifa. Says the Magen Avraham, that requirement applies to every other mitzvah as well, right? My shofar has to come from a kosher animal, right? Mm-hmm. So we're asking the Magen Avraham, what do you mean? Sukkah, the Gemara says clearly, you can make the sukkah out of an elephant. Elephant is not kosher, right? But according to you, the Magen Avraham, that we learn from that din, that tefillin have to be made from something that comes from a kosher animal to every other mitzvah, right? So how could we permit making your sukkah out of an elephant? Good? Yeah.
Are we saying that a sukkah is a tafsid shel mitzvah, though?
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's just a deer. Like, maybe it's a deer, maybe it's different than a shofar, because you don't use you're not using the walls of the sukkah for a mitzvah. It's not like a sukkah and a lulav are two different things, for example.
Right, but so, I'm saying sukkah.
So I'm saying, so maybe need, a sukkah wouldn't need to be. Maybe a sukkah is more about your mindset, so it doesn't have the same condition as maybe a shofar or a tefillin, something
right,
like that.
Saying the ikkar is the schach, not the walls.
The ikkar is the schach, and it's all about your mindset and making it your dear.
Right here, yeah.
I was going to say something like the din in the sukkah is in the schach, not the walls necessarily.
Right. So I'll tell you what Rabbi Pesach Frank said, yeah? Rabbi Pesach Frank was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim in the beginning of last century. So he had a big yesod in this whole sugya. He said like this, right? Take this out of here. When do we say, what's the difference, right? We want to say the Magen Avraham. We want to say that there's a difference between shofar, right, and tefillin. When do we say that there's a din, that min hamutar b'ficha, that this item that you're using for the mitzvah has to come from a kosher animal, right? What's the difference between a shofar and tefillin, right? Tefillin, it has to be written on cloth, right? Cloth has to come, the Torah says it has to come, Halakha Mishnah tells us it has to come from an animal, right? By shofar, right? There also, the Torah says, it has to come from a shofar, right? Shofar is a horn of an animal, right? The wall of a sukkah, does the Torah say it has to come from an animal?
Yeah.
No, right? It could be a stone, it could be a leaf, right? It could be wood, right? So it says, Tzvi Pesach Frank, when is there a din of min hamutar b'sficha that you could only use a kosher animal? That's when the Torah says, make this mitzvah out of an animal, right? There's an animal involved in the process of this mitzvah. Then, says the Har Tzvi, Tzvi Pesach Frank, then the Torah says, so now that animal that I'm telling you to use for this mitzvah, to make the shofar from, right, to write this tefillin on, that has to be a kosher animal, right? But, so let's say something else. Let's say the wall of a sukkah, right? Or a get, right? Where the Torah never says it has to come from an animal in the first place, right? There's no din of min hamutar b'ficha, it has to come from a kosher animal, right? If the same way I can use a piece of wood, I could use stones, so there's no problem with using even a non-kosher animal. Yeah? Hear the chiluk? So says, what? Yeah. It's very good shemak. So says Rav Yitzchak Frank, coming back to our shaila that we opened with the parochas of the Aaron, right? We could apply the same exact principle. There's no din that the parochas of the Aaron has to be made from an animal, right? So since there's no din from the outset that the parochas of the Aaron have to be made from the animal, right? There's no requirement of min hamutar b'ficha that has to come from a specifically kosher animal, right? Rather, well, since it can be made out of anything, right? There would be no problem for you to make it even from a non-kosher animal. In fact, that is how the psak went down in London, and therefore it was permitted for them to use this type of leather.
So what are we supposed to take away from the Gemara
Kedushin? Gemara Kedushin, not Tefillin.
Yeah.
No, so we'll say it like this. That Gemara just tells us that Tefillin is...
You're referring to...
Mitzvah Seh Shulan Groma, right? Or right, but that did a minah mutar b'ficha, right? Either, let's say for the Magen Avraham, it only applies when it's specifically an animal that's required, or according to other achronim, it's only din by tefillin, it's only din by sefer Torah mezuzah. Okay, good. All right, shkach, guys. Good
Thank
job.
You.